Good afternoon, Committed Man. Hope everyone's having a great afternoon. Day's almost over, so y'all rest well. Tomorrow's Friday, and the end of the week is, and you have a good weekend, and I hope to see you Sunday. Real quick, want to talk to you about not playing by the rules of this world. And you're like, okay, yeah, we hear that all the time, or yeah, we get it. In the Bible, there was three Hebrew boys, and I had to put, and I had to actually save it here, so pronounce the names right, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Probably mispronounced it still. Correct me when you see me. But anyways, King Nebuchadnezzar made this big old statue. He said, I need everybody in here to bow down to it. Whenever you hear this horn, just bow down to it. And everybody else, you know, the horn went, everybody else bowed down to it except for the three boys. He noticed, he got so mad that everybody did it except for them three. He said, I'm going to throw you in the fire. He made it hotter. He got the furnace a little hotter. And he threw him in there. They said it was so hot that the people that were carrying him in there were getting hurt or dying. So they threw him in there. They threw him in the fire. And whatever minutes later, they noticed. He's like, hey, how many did you throw in there? I thought you only threw three. King Nebuchadnezzar showed up and he walked in on them. And he noticed that they were walking around freely. And there was a fourth man in the fire with them. They're like, well, how many guys did you throw in there? No, we only threw three guys. Well, there's four guys in there walking around together. King Nebuchadnezzar pulled them out, and he said, and he noticed that by their faithfulness and obedience to God, and just saying, hey, I'm not going to worship what you want me to. I'm not going to worship what you have for me. I believe in God. I'm going to stand firm in it. That he saw God's hand over him and God's protection, and God was there with them to the point where he changed, and he found out that, hey, the God that they're serving is a real God, is a true God, and he made it known. So I'm just saying, don't go by this, by the rules of the world, whatever they have for you, whatever they have pushing, schools, work, or whatever they have, they're trying to tell you, hey, you have to do this. Don't go by it. Don't just live in the culture. It's time to just change it. The culture nowadays is saying, hey, you have to do this. Guys paint their nails. Guys wear dresses. Guys wear heels. No, we got to stand firm in it. We got to stand firm in God. We got to believe in and that Jesus is here, and that Jesus is always going to be with us, and just don't worry about, oh, I'm just the only one here doing this. Out of everybody in that town, only three of them stood up and said, no, I believe in God, and God changed, their ways to, and he changed King Nebuchadnezzar's ways. I'm sorry, I got a message, it pulled up, it distracted me, but God changed it to the point he changed King Nebuchadnezzar's ways to thinking. And I want to read you Romans 12:2. Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. You will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So guys, don't play by the rules of this world. Don't play by the rules of King Nebuchadnezzar. If you see something, stand up for God. Don't be scared to do it. You're not alone. This Facebook page, our church, is a community to where we could grow. We all have the same end goal, to get to heaven and take as many people as with us as humanly possible. So just stand up, because maybe someone else will see it. They will see God in you, and it will lead them closer to you. So guys, have a good night. Thank you so much. We'll see you Sunday.